Let's talk about the gut feeling that you get when you're somewhere or doing something or around someone, or when you find yourself in a situation and you've got the gut feeling going, that kind of spidey sixth sense, the very strange level of knowledge, the very strange level of intuition that arises somehow through the body, through the field, through the gut, kind of comes from this deeper place. And it sometimes whispers and sometimes nags and it sometimes pokes. And it has a very distinctive way of getting your attention. This gut feeling. Now, we can go through life, and often we go through life compromising our gut feeling by bringing in our intellect, trying to balance our intellect with our gut feeling, trying to balance our mental awareness and capacities with our instincts. And we've learned how to do this, and we have very sophisticated capabilities to be able to analyze and judge situations, and to be able to process information from our external world and make judgments. And often these judgments are about survival. Now, when we've experienced trauma, especially if the trauma has resulted in very suppressed emotion, suppressed fear, and we have maybe even developed physical issues with our gut, we can find it very difficult to tune in to the voice of the gut instinct. And as a result, we can become so much more reliant on our mental ability to analyze and understand that we can lose touch with our gut feeling. Losing touch with our gut feeling often looks like rumination, overanalyzing, constantly thinking, not being able to come to a decision, high degrees of indecisiveness. And when you do come to a decision, you're not really too sure if you've even made the right decision. It can also manifest as insomnia, restlessness, anything to do with an overactive mind, anything to do with a constant need to understand, to figure something out. And it can lead to states of chronic stress that then affects our nervous system, our physical body, affects the whole of our lives, can lead to burnout, can lead to so many different chronic health conditions, all because we are so, so reliant on trying to understand what's right for us purely through our mind, without understanding that we have a gut feeling, an instinct, and there are so many levels and layers of intelligence available in our gut. Through our nervous system, we are processing the world around us, but in a very primal way. It's actually very sharp and instinctual and instant compared to our mind. So over time, when we haven't resolved and we have, you know, different layers of programming that has led us away from being able to trust our gut instinct about what it's telling us, we can sometimes muffle the voice of the gut. We can sometimes suppress the voice of the gut. We can avoid it altogether. We can become confused when we do hear it. We can actually gaslight ourselves. We hear something that the gut is telling us, instinctual, and yet we pretend we haven't heard it, or we interpret it as something different because we don't really want to hear what the gut is telling us, because we don't really like it. And we can deny our own physical reality by ignoring our own gut feeling. And over time, we can build a wall between our brain and our gut. And this gut-brain axis is so important for the processing of information, for our ability to perform to the best of our capacity, and also for the ability that we have to heal our nervous system. This gut-brain axis is like a highway, and the two need to be working on the same team. When you have a brain that doesn't trust the gut, and a gut that is constantly being misinterpreted by the brain, you can see how we have an imbalance. The two are not working as a team. Confusion through the nervous system, messages being sent, impulses being sent that are confusing. And over time, the confusion builds until the nervous system becomes even more dysregulated, until it becomes very difficult to even get a clear message. Until we stop expecting a clear message because we are so used to the muffling, confused chitter-chatter of self-doubt. Now, what do we do? If we find ourselves in that place, what do we do? The first thing is to acknowledge that you have had in the past a gut instinct that was loud, that was vocal, that you knew about. It made its presence known. Take yourself back to a time when your gut instinct kicked in and you just knew. And you didn't know why you knew, how you knew. But you just knew. This is right for me. This is not right for me. This is safe, this is not safe. Take yourself back. You may be taking yourself back to a memory or a time when you were very young. Because as children, we have very strong gut instinct. And we often learn to dilute that as we grow older. We learn not to listen to it. So you might find yourself maybe going back to the age of 7, maybe going back to your teenage years where you really did have strong gut instinct about things and you used to trust yourself. So that's the first thing, where you recall a time, right, where you were in tune with your gut instinct, or maybe just one memory you have where you actually listened. You acknowledged your gut was speaking to you and you listened. The next thing I want you to do is to think about that time, that memory, visualize it, and see if you can draw on the feeling. How did it feel in that moment when your gut instinct spoke? How did you feel? What were the sensations going through your body? See if you can feel it now. Connect with the feeling. What you're going to start to feel is that your whole body starts to become activated. Your heart, solar plexus area, stomach, gut, womb, everything is starting to come online. You're starting to feel your body, right? Because the gut instinct, when you listen to it, is a full body message. Because the vagus nerve is running all the way from the brain to the gut. It's a full body experience. Your gut instinct is not just your gut. Feel the feeling. One of the times that comes up for me is an experience I had where I was riding a horse in Peru and the horse suddenly started galloping away and we were on a mountain edge and for some reason, I'm not sure why, I wasn't wearing a helmet and the horse just went for it and starts racing and I obviously do not have experience horse riding in any shape or form whatsoever. So I'm trying to hang on to this horse for my dear life. And at some point I can't hang on anymore and I'm literally about to let go. And this gut instinct kicked in and I heard the voice of my gut and it said, hold on one more second. And I was about to let go because I had no more strength to hold on. And if I had let go, I definitely would have ended up smashing my head on the rocks and probably brain damaged or dead because of the speed that the horse was going at. And I listened to that gut instinct because I had no choice in that moment. And I held on for one more second. It was all I had in me. And suddenly, the guy who was leading us on this tour galloped up behind and grabbed the horse and stopped him. It was a very, very terrifying experience. And I believe I was saved by my gut instinct to hold on for one more second. I remember the feeling in my body. It was a full body sensation of like a rush. You have no choice but to obey this rush. This is the last bit of power you have in you type thing. And it was like full on sensations in my chest, in my whole body, my arms, and a power that came from nowhere to just hold on. Now, if you take yourself back to a time when your gut instinct kicked in, whether it isn't because of a comp, it might not have been something as extreme as that. Maybe it was just a conversation that you had with somebody. Maybe it was something even really pleasant, that just a gut instinct. Like, I get people that tell me they just knew that their partner was the one for them when they met. It was just like a gut instinct. They just knew, I've met the one for me and I'm going to marry this person. Like, a really beautiful gut instinct feeling. Take yourself back to whatever time, whatever memory, doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Feel the feeling. Notice it's a full body experience and invite and honor your body to communicate like that to you going forward. That's the third step. You invite your body to create that same level of intelligence, and you tell your body you're going to listen to it now. This gut feeling is not a small thing. This gut instinct is a center of intelligence that we have to learn to listen to and honor. And we have to allow ourselves the ability and the space to interpret what can often be mysterious levels of communication, because they're very important, sacred, and sometimes life-saving levels of information that's coming up through our gut instinct. So, allowing yourself to start to honor the messages that are coming through your gut. This is a daily practice. And when there's so much external stimulus, so many conversations, so many things to listen to, podcasts and books to read and people to talk to and blah, 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 we can almost dilute our own ability to interpret our own gut instinct. And we must stay focused on the body's sensations, because the body is showing us how we receive our own gut instinct. The body is trying to communicate that to us. If we're not in our bodies, if we've left our bodies, if we don't really understand what it even means to feel the body and be connected to the body, if we are so reliant on our mind, we are lost in our head, we can become very far away from the sensations that move through us when our gut instinct is trying to talk to us. We can end up either not feeling it at all, or misinterpreting it because the signals are not clear. Or we do feel it, but we don't trust it anyway because we'd rather understand it all with our mind and get our answers that way. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. We should use our brain, I agree. But we have this thing called gut instinct. And we can also use our gut level of intelligence to guide us, particularly when it comes to things that there aren't necessarily black and white answers for. If you're doing a maths test, right, if you're trying to pass an exam of some sort, yeah, okay, maybe your gut feeling comes secondary to your brain's neurological process, because you're actually relying on your brain to calculate something and to put the answer down, not your gut feeling telling you what number it is. But when it comes to things where there isn't a right or wrong answer for, when it comes to matters of often relationships, when it comes to matters of healing, of growth, when it comes to creativity, there are levels of gut instinct, intuition, that we need to learn to embrace and trust, because our mind is almost secondary here. The gut is going to tell us what is right for us and what is not right for us. The more we know ourselves, the more we trust that voice, without having to dissect it and analyze it, without having to second guess it and debate it. Oh, but why is it telling me that and not that? But is that really real though? But could it be another way though? But am I just thinking that? Am I just getting that feeling because in the past, X, Y, Z? Do I really believe that feeling? Can I really trust that feeling? And we go on and on and on. We go on and on and on. And we get further and further away from the message. And the message that the gut speaks is often very, very, very clear. I don't like this. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable. It will say it. It may not elaborate. The gut will not elaborate with us. It will not, and let me tell you exactly why I feel this is uncomfortable, or I feel this is not safe because of ABC. That's what your mind is there for. Your gut instinct is to tell you in a moment, safe or unsafe, comfortable or uncomfortable, feels right, feels wrong. And learning how to accept that without needing to understand the full entire picture of why your gut is responding like that can save your life. It can deepen your connection with your intuition, and it can really help you to live in integrity with who you are and to get what you truly deserve, because you're not constantly trying to ignore your own primal instinct. So, as a practice, as an everyday practice, tune into your gut and feel, what's my gut instinct saying about my breakfast today? Is it saying have the toast, don't have the toast? What's it saying? What is my gut instinct saying about the people I'm around? What's my gut instinct telling me about the job that I'm applying for or not applying for? What does my gut instinct say about what I am doing right now in this moment? You've got to learn through practice every day. We all do. To start to build a relationship with this gut level intelligence by recognizing the voice all day, every day. Not trying to ignore it, misinterpret, or make it something it's not. It's not going to be a long dialogue. It's going to be a moment. It's going to be a flicker. Learning how to trust that is going to be very important. Just trust it. Just take it. Take it as a snapshot in time and just go, okay, right now, my gut is saying, this is not for me. I'm going to take that. I'm going to let my Body, digest that. I'm not going to try to understand or talk myself out of what my own gut is telling me. This is what we have to learn to do, even when it goes against our analytical nature. And when we start to do that, there's a remembering that happens. We actually remember what it's like to trust our gut feeling. We start to remember what it's like to let our body lead and lead us into goodness, lead us into harmony. We start to remember what it's like to trust ourselves. And that's a very powerful experience, because we can then, we kind of open the floodgates to all these moments of self-trust. We invite more self-trust, because it's like the pathways now are activated. They're all online and they're like, yes, great. We are being listened to now. The body is being listened to. Therefore, we'll communicate. If we do not listen to our own body and do not listen to our gut feeling, why is it going to keep communicating to us? We're teaching our own nervous system that we don't listen to our gut. Those pathways respond to our thoughts. They respond to our receptivity. If we say, no, don't want it anymore, close for business, don't trust it, don't want it, don't want to hear it, then what happens? At some point, our body learns not to send signals up that way, because we don't listen. So we have to retrain our nervous systems. And we can retrain our nervous systems in ways that are safe, gentle, harmonious, just on an everyday level. Listening to your gut feeling. What time is your gut telling you to go to bed? Can you follow it? Can you just trust that your gut and your body has got something better in store for you than your mind? Try it. Try it and let me know how this works for you and how getting more in tune with your gut feeling is helping you cultivate inner trust.